Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 156. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez. I'm also sick, so if you hear me sniffling and coughing, my apologies.
It's going to be a couple weeks of you infecting everybody.
I know. Talking into this microphone, I'm sure.
Getting Grant Paulson sick next. You're breathing all over him. I'm sure he appreciates that.
I'm sure he does. I'll wipe down the mic and the windscreen and everything after this.
You don't seem that sick, actually.
I have a runny nose and a little bit of a scratchy throat. Sore throat.
All right. Well, you're handling it well. If you don't feel great, Valdez, it's good to have you back on the show. It's been 2 or 3 weeks since we've done
one. A nice little vacation for Bit Season. I do appreciate a lot of the messages where people are like, "Man, I need my Bit Season fix." So that's nice to see everyone giving us trying to get us to come back. Do an emergency episode.
New year, same bit season.
I know.
We'll see. We'll see. This year, we're going to focus on under-promising, over-delivering. As opposed to usually the opposite.
That needs to be our motto. We are the kings of spitballing and never following through.
It's been a couple-week break, Valdez. I think the last time we did a show was probably around
December
15th or something like that.
Because you had off.
We did not
Christmas week.
We didn't do one after the holiday show.
That's true.
I think the holiday show, man, has a lot of potential. I think it thought it was pretty good this year. It has a lot of potential at MGM.
I don't know.
I
think it's gonna. I think the show itself is gonna shift. We talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna shift, in, like you said, into a holiday show. Not necessarily the drinking show.
I'm afraid the drinking show is dead. I think if you were
we do this all the time where we talk about it dying. But
I know,
really,
but now we kind of have. I don't like the word out, but we have something else to build it around. If it is at MGM or a live event where people can come out, if the junkies don't, we told you they will come up with a reason not to drink, and they did. Is it frustrating? Of course. Do we want them to sell out for the show? Yes. But you can't tell me, guys, that you can't drink on the drinking show because you have to drive home.
That was a weird bit.
That excuse was infuriating to me.
The whole point of the show is to call an Uber or a cab or something.
That's the whole point.
That's the premise. That's the PSA.
The guys knew about this show, this date, for well over a month. You're telling me the guys
can't prepare themselves?
Can't prepare themselves. They can't call an Uber themselves. They can't have a loved one pick them up a few hours later. Who said Jason Bishop or Eric Bickle had to drive home? Who said that JP Flame
had to go to a Caps game later?
Not even that. Who said JP Flame had to go see Santa Claus at 2 p.m.? They do these things so they don't have to drink. It is what it is. We try. They don't want to drink. And Jason says, oh, if you would have got me a hotel for the night of, I would have drank. That's a fib. It's just a fib. He wouldn't do that.
He'd find a workaround.
He'd say something else. Oh, I got to hit the tables later. My buddy's coming.
Yes.
Or, you know, my wife's going to come later on. I can't be trashed. I mean, we're going to go to a concert at the theater.
Yeah, we have a party to go to later. I gotta.
I mean, look, we can try, but I think everyone, the listeners, have to accept, and we have to accept, they're just not going to drink. They're not going to go all out.
The show's changed.
It's changed.
Even
the guys from Sober Ride Program, even though they weren't involved, they said to me, well, do you want to get the guys a ride this year? And I was like, no, not really. I mean, they can arrange it themselves. They have a late checkout. It was like a 3 p.m. checkout or something like
that. Yeah, I know that they
have it was extremely late.
Yes. So I don't know. The shift is coming where it's going to be the Christmas show. It's not. There's no drinking involved.
I think, you know, there's a couple things where, first off, Jason, it is what it is, but Jason on the show saying that he had a road soda to the Wizards game the night before, I'm like, what are you doing? The entire show we're promoting don't drink and drive still. You literally you said you had a road soda. I'm like, that was the dumbest. Like, why would you say that? Even if it wasn't true or you weren't driving, I don't even know. Why would you say that? It was just kind of like, come on, man. They're not locked in on it.
Yeah, like the guys aren't stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just, I don't know. It's almost like they're not thinking.
I will say the night before was fun for the most part. The RPM setup that you had. We wanted the guys to get together and kind of bond a little bit more,
They needed content for the show. And we were trying to provide them.
But you know what? It was very little content on the show. Like it was, It was like a 2-3 minute recap. Maybe we got to step it up a notch.
What do you mean in terms of we need to wow them more?
It's for the stories. I don't know how you can wow them more. I mean,
we did everything we could.
Maybe we need to go to a gentleman's club or something. All right. Look for stories there. I don't know.
That's a suggestion. I don't know if they would enjoy that.
They wouldn't go.
Of course they wouldn't.
Yeah. I think the show itself has potential because it is a big thing for them and people get excited for it. It's festive.
I knew a lot of people would show up too. I was not worried about that. I knew people were going to be out in full force. It was not shocking to me. And then when MGM said, "Whoa, how many guys do you think you're going to have? What, like 20, 30? I was saying to myself, I was like, "There's going to be way more than that."
I think we got to get next year, take a step up in our digital aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
The video stream of not just using like our laptop cameras. Yeah. We got to figure that out. We got real cameras there.
We're locked in. We have multiple shots.
It's on multiple shots. It's on the big screen behind us. I think it can kind of look.
It can look better.
Who can't come.
Right.
We can do a better job on YouTube and grow it that way as well. Because it's not. Yeah. It won't be on TV. Yeah. But maybe it will be if they're agreeing.
Drab's all about the YouTube of late.
It's not going away.
I think you've mentioned YouTube 10 times today.
Well, I've got a lot of irons in the fire, Valdez. I'm working on some stuff.
I know. Yeah, YouTube and selling T-shirts. That's Drab's 2025 goals.
No, but there was a big pop today when you in the last video that we had, or maybe it was a picture of us wearing our Mama Grizzly sweatshirts.
Oh, I did a video of you call screening, and you're wearing a Mama Grizzly sweatshirt,
right,
which was made for us as a Christmas gift from Cork, and people love it. People love it.
We should have merch. We should find out a way to get these Mama Grizzly, and they're Carhartt. They're very nice.
Is that how you say the brand Carhartt? Carhartt?
I thought it was Carhartt. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
I didn't know how.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very nice. Very nice crew sweatshirt here, Mike. I love it. So, yeah, we should... I thought the Mama Grizzly brand was dead. Guess not. People, it's a throwback to old school P1s.
That was... People love that story.
Because we went in on it together. We took a chance.
We tried. Hey, speaking of New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. what are you doing?
What do you mean?
You're shoehorning in on my bit.
No, I'm not shoehorning in on your bit. Everybody knows you're Mr. New Year's Eve. It's Andy Anderson and Valdez.
Yeah, I'm the third wheel.
But you have always said I'm an Anderson and Andy guy.
Yes.
I don't like that show.
Okay.
Not because of the channel it's on or
okay.
Or their
or your homophobia.
Nothing to do with that. I just don't find it that entertaining to me. They're interviewing their parents.
You want more performances.
Don Lemon is like drunk on
Bourbon Street. Yeah. He's not on CNN anymore.
Okay, well, whatever. I like a big production, and I was wowed by Nashville's New Year. And I've watched it before. Miley Cyrus sang a couple years ago. But I like the fact that I'm a big After Midnight guy. Everyone else, I'm watching football, Valdez. I know you're watching those two guys. I'm watching football. So I was watching Penn State, Boise State until about 11:30, 11:40. I had no idea what was going on before that. About 11:50, I turn on one of those crappy show, the Planet Fitness one.
Dick Clark.
Okay,
that tilts me the fact that Planet Fitness has grabbed the New Year's party in Times Square and puts those dumb hats on everybody. They got to be paying people to wear those hats.
Yeah, they got the plan. And then everyone, don't they wear like Nivea, whatever that like cream, skincare thing
is? Yeah.
They wear them like around their, they pass out the jewelry to everyone, necklaces. It sucked. It was terrible. Terrible countdown. The whole thing. But as soon as at midnight, I'm like, oh yeah, the Nashville one. So like 12:03 after me and my wife got done making out.
The 3-minute makeout. Wow.
I turned it over to Nashville on CBS and that show rocks, man. And they're an hour behind, right? So they were gunning up for 1 a.m.
Yeah, CBS steals the show because everyone's done at midnight, and then everyone kind of just wants to keep the party going. Mm-hmm. And then on CBS, you have a whole new party going. You get to redo New Year's at 1 o'clock because they're an hour behind. It's fun.
Can I tell you actually?
But you just can't. You can't let me have my own thing.
Like, you're owning New Year's. We just talked about us having a New Year's party, and now suddenly I can't be involved in it. I can't like New Year's
Eve.
No,
I'm just saying that's my bit. That's my brand.
The programming, New Year's Eve programming.
I am the New Year's king.
I thought you were the Anderson and Andy king. I didn't know you owned the whole TV night.
I own the entire night.
All right. Well, I'll step back. You can have your TV
Thank
programming. You can be
Thank
the go-to
you.
Guy for New Year's Eve programming from here on out.
I'll
take New Year's Day when the football's on and they want my opinion on it.
You know how we've always talked about our Gatsby party, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've always talked about it. To be honest,
last couple of years, I think
it's not feasible. Because in order to do it right, it just
you would have to have like $5,000 or something.
Probably a lot more than that.
All right, $10,000
to do it right and
well, we'd still have it at Mikey Stotz's house. In his backyard.
We need tents.
We got the property.
We need tents and we need it to be catered.
Hors d'oeuvres and a band.
We need
a fund.
We need a slush fund for it.
Well, why don't we sell Mama Grizzly shirts and
every
dollar goes to the Gatsby party.
And if you buy a sweatshirt, you have a free invitation to the party.
That's not a bad idea.
But it's just it's very hard to accomplish. But I think something that we can do on New Year's,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if you'd be interested in doing it. is since we like New Year's. That's our thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll share it with you. I'm not gonna say this is a Valdez only.
Not gonna
holiday.
Bogart it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna share. I'll share it with you.
All right.
We should host a New Year's show like Anderson and Andy.
On what?
On YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, we have a show. All of a sudden, we got the mics in front of us. We got the camera.
Isn't there a lot of competition?
Yes, there is competition, but we started out slow. All right.
Mm-hmm.
From 9 until midnight, the Drab and Valdez
New Year's extravaganza. Uh-huh. Are we wearing tuxedos?
Of course. We have tuxedos. We have our friends pop
in.
Why
don't we just have the Gatsby party and do a live video stream of us at the Gatsby party where we're hosting and everyone
is having fun?
No, because if we're doing
a Gatsby party, I want to have fun too.
Why not? We'll mix it in. We'll have a couple pre-recorded, throw it to the band or something for 10 minutes.
All right. But we host the party. We stream it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm Andy and you're Anderson, and we're doing our in memoriam of people who've died in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do. We're doing our top moments of 2024. We're checking in live with Mar over at Hyde Social, where they're having a party.
Okay.
All right. Cork does his fitness bit for everyone coming on New Year's Day. How to avoid big gym line.
Oh, you like an interview? Local news?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. We do. We have our list of top moments of the year.
Now, is this a Junkies related thing, or is it actually like a real production for like some random guy out there?
It could be both. It can be both. We do our top five moments of the year and our top five Junkies moments of the year.
Now, do you think that we could get any of the Junkies to the party? Yeah, we have some competition with JP's party.
We also have a check-in. We do a check-in with JP and his New Year's Eve party. Who did he hire? Who did he hire this year?
JP's party looked a little old this year.
it did look old. But there were a lot of people there.
But the guests seemed like they were like all 60 and above or something.
They went right to bed at 12:05.
And again, that Rick's Me Cakes going to bed at 10:15. It goes back to even if I didn't have a radio show, I don't have a radio show. Even if I wasn't a producer on a radio show, I still want to know what's going on in the world, right?
Uh-huh.
And I like to watch spectacles. I just can't go to bed at 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve. I'm sorry. I'll be 99 years old and I'll stay up to midnight on New Year's Eve.
I'm with you.
It's just like the war. It's a big thing.
Of course, people are going to be talking about it. New Year's. I've always said this. It's a very underrated holiday, and it's not about just like you know what I mean. It's not going out and everything. It's just being around friends and starting the new year off right. And then also,
hey, what was that you sent an image? It looked like glitter shots or something. What were you doing on New Year's? Like,
oh, we had champagne Jello shots.
Who had them? Who made it? Who brought them?
One of the girls brought them.
Oh, one of the girls brought them. Okay,
yes.
All right.
Yeah, one of the girls brought them.
So you were doing glitter shots.
Yeah, doing glitter.
Did you say the Jello shots?
Yeah, they were Jello shots.
Okay,
they were delicious.
They were
a hit too. They were a hit.
Hey, you talk about this. It sounded like your party, though, for Mr. I Know Everything About New Year's Eve. You're going on and on about, Mar, you need a backdrop. If you want to get the girls' panties wet, you got to have a balloon that says 2025 and a backdrop. And then you told me at your New Year's Eve party, everyone was just watching football.
It was.
Which one is it?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, please.
The New Year's party that I was at.
Mm-hmm.
It was lame.
All right.
Lame in the sense that it wasn't really a New Year's party. Like it was just guys sitting around watching football. I actually felt bad. I felt bad for the girls that were there because they went into this thinking like this is going to be a New Year's party. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. they came with their sequenced titty dresses, okay? Boobs out and everything.
They forgot about the titty dresses.
yeah. Okay. They showed up in that. They thought it was going to be, there was no music playing. It was just guys sitting around, eating chili, watching Penn State, Boise State. And I felt, and then I felt bad. So I have to go to the side TV, all right? And I'm putting on Anderson and Andy, and I'm entertaining the girls that are at the party.
Bodies.
Because they're literally sitting around looking at one another going, what are we doing?
I know. Can I tell you something?
What?
We need a chairman. We need a Gatsby chairman. Okay. It's over our head. I'm not a party planner. You're not a party planner.
Well, we have
ideas, but we need an someone who can execute this.
Like New Year's parties need to have.
I'm telling you,
they need to have backdrops. They need to have. You need to have a champagne toast. Okay. Mm. You need to have the girls need to come in their glittery sequence dresses. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a must have. Also, you need to have a playlist going of like the songs of 2024.
Well, if you can't have
live music, mm-hmm. you need to have some sort of.
Why didn't you tell your friend this?
Well, I mean, it's not my house. Like, I can't.
Okay. You just showed up.
Yeah, I can't just go in and then start dictating everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's he's the host.
You didn't know how to politely liven it up a little bit.
Well, I took the girls at the party. I took them there to like I was showing them the Anderson and Andy. I was flipping back and forth watching all the live performances from TLC at Dick Clark's to Luke Combs to watching 50 Cent checking in from his Vegas residency on Anderson and Andy. I was explaining to them they do their shot at the top of the hour and everything. So I that's what I did. While all of the guys were being manly watching football, I was being the host.
That's an unfortunate position to be in, Valdez. But it sounds like, I mean, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with having a low key if it was like a low key house party or something. Not everything has to be.
It wasn't like I was thinking this thing was going to be like a rager. And it was not a rager.
What do you think about kids at a New Year's Eve party?
No. No. Not allowed.
Can I tell you something?
Unless.
Let me tell you something.
What?
One of the best New Year's Eve parties I ever went to was about 5 years ago in Manasquan, New Jersey, where my buddy Ryan lives. Right on the ocean there. Jersey Shore. Right by, like, the next shore up from Jersey Shore. Okay.
All right.
And everyone there in his neighborhood that night was walking down the street to the big house in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And like all the neighbors were invited, all the kids were there. But the adult, so everyone was walking. So that was a big part of it. Like there was no drinking and driving.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think most of the people there. All the adults were hammered. I mean, I saw moms throwing up in bushes and stuff, okay?
Okay.
But they had a giant, they had a moon bounce in the garage. And the kids were going ham on the moon bounce. And just music playing. And like the kids were having a blast. The adults were hammered drunk. It was a block party.
Were there any supervision for the kids?
Their parents were all there.
Kid was in charge, basically.
Probably mostly, yeah. But the parents were there in the house.
Okay.
I think you can have fun. I don't know about at the Gatsby party. I'd be willing to invite kids if we had activities for them. But again, getting you home could, is
you,
always
could,
an issue.
You could sell it to me.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to it. You could definitely sell it to me.
I'm more family oriented at this point in my life.
there was a child at our party.
Oh, there was. Okay.
Yeah, but he was basically upstairs the entire time on his iPad.
Kids love New Year's.
I know they do because they get to stay up late. You're never allowed to stay up late.
Right. You get to bang the pot and pans and the countdown. Yes. Like it's perfect for kids if they can stay up that late.
Also,
all the Coca-Cola you want.
Yeah. Also, we need to figure out a way to have surf and turf at our party.
All right, now we're getting.
Well, no, just I don't know how it happened, but I'm almost. Is that a thing? New Year's is synonymous with surf and turf. I feel like
synonymous. I've never heard that before.
We've always had on New Year's Eve growing up in the Valdez household. We always had shrimp, like we had steamed shrimp on New Year's. I'm almost positive surf and turf is definitely a thing on like a New Year's dinner. Or maybe it's just something we always did, and then I've adopted it. But
what food is synonymous with New Year's Day?
New Year's Day,
yeah. It's a thing. I'm not making it up. Everybody knows this.
Chinese food.
No, black-eyed peas. You're supposed to eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day for good luck.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Okay, that's why I'm allowing you to be in the all New right. Year's committee.
I can be the food and bev manager.
Yeah, the food and bev manager.
All right. I like it. All right, hey, I'm serious about a chairman or a committee. It's just we need a committee. I want to do it so bad.
I know.
Figure out a way.
There's no logistical way to do it.
There is. If you.
Well, there's no way to do it because we have no budget for the party.
I'm wearing it.
Yeah, who's going to buy that thing?
I think a lot of people.
How much are you going to sell it for?
We're going to start a. We'll start a merch store.
All right. So, all right, we start a merch store. You sell Mama Grizzly stuff, okay?
And Bit Season stuff.
And Bit Season. We come up with our own material, our own brand. You're telling me you're not going to take that money and put it in your bank account. You're going to reinvest it into our Gatsby fund.
Hey, what about our cameos?
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. When I gave you your cameo money for the end of the year, you're telling me you're going to put that in one hand. You're going to go take it and go spend it on shrimp cocktails.
No, but I might do it for 1 year. Like, we'll obviously have to raise some money or do a car wash or something. Or a bikini car wash.
All right, a bikini car wash.
Am I onto something?
Okay.
To raise some funds. But I think we can do it. People will love it. People will love us. And it's only for P1. All right? No weird neighbors. People you don't know. This is only for Bit Season P1s.
We have to bus in women.
Well, no, guys, bring their wives or their girlfriends.
All right.
There'll be plenty of women. Now, single women, I don't know.
You underestimate how hot Bit Season is with women.
Yeah, but it's always wives and girlfriends of dudes who listen.
Well, they have friends. They can bring their friend.
That's true. Yeah, bring your friend.
Yeah, bring your friend. Bring your attractive female friend. All right. Hey, we got to let you know that this episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Show your support for Drab and myself by going to don'tsleepenergy.com and using that promo code Bitties to save 10% on every order. You need a quick boost for your CrossFit workout, Drabby, that you haven't been to
a quick boost, but not going to be for my workout that I haven't been to in a few weeks. But I did have one this morning as soon as I got here, a little New Year's Day hangover. On the second, not from alcohol, just from being like, oh my God, I'm back at work again after a midweek day.
To get you through the boost you up through the day since you had a day off and you're staying up late watching football.
I'm going to have another one right now.
All right. Well, get some today. Don'tsleepenergy.com and use that promo code Bitties. Hey, speaking of New Year's resolution, I'm going to tell you something that I'm intrigued in for 2025 when we come back.
All right. Love it.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 156. Hey, Drabby, before I tell you something I'm intrigued in for the year, I noticed your New Year's resolution for 2025 is to get more fights with callers.
Well,
can you explain your
your video is like going viral.
Your Mo from Largo suspension. Mm-hmm. You yelling at Co from Defoe. What's going on? So you're very ornery lately.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think probably I've become, I've shed this,
You're not putting up with any. You're not putting up with any crap
of being
this year.
Attacked, kind of because of the Jaden thing. Okay. All right. By the way, the Jaden thing's dead. It's a whole. I'm so over the Jaden Daniels thing. I'm losing friends on it. I can't talk about it, but I'm losing friends left and right. People are upset at me. At some point, I just need to bow out. I mean, I've never even feel like I've bashed him without even being asked, and I think bash is not even the right word. I think my
you said you haven't anointed.
Yeah, but it's gone too far.
What do you mean it's gone too far?
Well, like, people don't like it, right? People are saying they're not talking to me anymore. It's the thing on the show where Bickle's coming on to talk about the Commanders game when he's on vacation, and JP's tease was Drab and Drab and EB will fight next segment about Jaden Daniels, and I want nothing to do with that on a Monday after the Commanders clinch the playoff game. Can I just want the focus to be on everything positive? You know, it's just like it's too much of a storyline, and I need to take a backseat. No, my viewpoint hasn't changed. I'm happy you guys are. Everyone has them, and everyone's loving it, and it's good for the station. No ill will for Jaden Daniels at all.
So
just not as high on him as as everyone else.
So your outlet is now.
Yeah. Well, no. So over the last like 2 months, I've been attacked so much, right?
Okay.
That I don't like. You can't hurt me anymore. Right? You can't hurt me. I'm not afraid anymore. So I've become... Yeah, you're
like, I'm not afraid take a stand. So everybody.
I feel like I can be more myself, and then I could just be more myself and have fun, because you can't hurt me more than you already have. Unless I get fired.
Are you on like a little bit of a power trip?
No, I don't have any power.
Yes, you do. You're the keeper of the gate.
Well, yeah, but I've been the keeper of the gate for 12 years on the show.
You wield some sort of power.
No.
You
wield, no, yeah, I do, but very limited.
And, I know, and you're exploiting. Yeah, you're kind of exploiting it a little bit.
It makes me feel good.
Yes,
it makes me feel good.
You like taking that energy, that negative energy that people are putting on you, and now you're taking it and you're putting it on Mo from Largo.
But you have seen me yell at callers.
I have.
Years,
yes, right? I have.
Usually it doesn't become part of the show. But I banned Mo, which I stand by.
Remind us why you banned him again. Is because he threw salt in your wound when Seattle got eliminated from the playoffs.
This is like the stuff I'm talking about. Like, I can't tweet about Cam Scataboo without people mentioning Jaden Daniels to me.
You know what I mean? Are you serious?
Yes, it's just nonstop. It's too much.
So hold on.
So you're saying
Cam's awesome. This like what a running back, and then someone fires back.
Jaden. Saying something like, I don't know, Commanders don't need him. We already got the best runner in the NFL. Or so it's just nonstop. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, I was tweeting about... I wasn't even tweeting. When the Commanders clinched the playoffs against the Falcons, I'm watching on TV. I'm not even on social media. And Mo from Largo trolls me with a DM at 12:30 at night as I'm trying to go to sleep that says, LOL, Seahawks officially eliminated. And it was a graphic of, I don't know, said eliminated on it in the Seahawks logo. And
did he send you like flights to Cancun?
Mo's such a little. He has his DM set on vanish mode.
Oh, well, he doesn't for me.
I know that's weak.
Vanish.
I don't even know. It's like one out of every 100 people do this thing where they send you a DM and you look at it for half a second and then it's gone.
Oh, then it's gone.
So I can't even check and remember what it says.
No.
So, because he doesn't want people, I don't know, keeping
like
receipts.
Yeah, keeping receipts.
I don't know. So it vanished. But he said, LOL, CX eliminated.
What? So, all right.
And then I said, dude, leave me alone. I'm you're lame as F. I'm annoying. I'm not even talking to you. I barely know you. Why are you rubbing it into the Seahawks loss? That has nothing to do with anything.
What would you say to people that
So I banned him for 2 weeks for his personal attack on me.
What would you say to people who say you need to have thicker skin? It's part of the business.
Well, no, I do have thick skin. I've said for years the one thing that I don't let slide is our personal attacks on a friend when your team loses. When the Ravens lose, Valdez, I would never in a million years send you an LOL, Lamar lost again, Mr. you know, Mr. September, okay? All right, and rub it in your face that the Ravens lost. Even if I wasn't rooting for the Ravens and I saw you the next day and I'd say, hey, man, sorry about the Ravens. You know, okay. Tough loss.
All right.
Because only a jerk would rub in. Yeah. I don't want those people in my life.
Okay. All right. That's well said.
It's like one thing that bothers me.
What's the proper amount of grace period before someone can say something?
3 weeks.
Wow, 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah. Because then if you don't really care anymore, you're kind of over it. You're on to the next thing. It's basketball season. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
If someone – did anyone say anything about Arizona State last night?
No. We captivated a nation. Everybody was rooting for the Sun Devils last night, except for Matthew McConaughey. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody really trolled me. I mean – slightly, but I got into some argument with some random guy on Twitter.
I don't understand this, however. So your big thing when Vernon called in, Co from the Foe called in.
Oh, yeah. So for reference, Valdez, check out Valdez's Twitter. He tweeted a video today of me yelling at some guy named Co from the Foe on Instagram or on Twitter today.
Your big thing is you don't do nicknames.
No, the junkies don't do nicknames. I've just gone along with this policy and enforced it. I don't make the rules.
When did that rule come about? I don't remember when that rule started.
Okay, JP, that's always been the rules. The junkies have always said they don't like nicknames. Okay, if they give you a nickname on the show and you become then a show character,
okay,
or there's something notable about you, like Cowboy Todd, like they start calling him Cowboy Todd because he's a big redneck and he called in, and
yeah,
or as you said, Cakes today on the show. I mean, he's a show character. That doesn't count. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody cares who you are. If you're Blink on the street and your real name's Aaron and you call and you go, my name's Blink, man, put me on the air. No, you're not here. We're not here to create a brand for you.
Okay.
All right. You have to earn it. Yeah. So you just can't call in and say, hey, what's up, man? My name's Tommy Yake. I'm from Bladensburg.
Tommy Yake.
Or whatever. A toothpick. The guy's name is Toothpick. The guy who calls in Toothpick all the time.
Or what's a dupe?
There's a million. That's fine. That's their shows.
That's not okay. The junkies.
The junkies. I have always enforced the no nickname policy. Unless it's given.
Unless it's given.
Okay. Right?
Okay.
You don't get to create the brand. You have to earn it. So.
Fair. Very. That's fair.
Yeah. There's a guy who calls into the midday show all the time. He's like, you're a tequila something. And he called
Commander Tequila.
Yeah. He called into. I know him now.
I think that's the guy that was sitting
sits
in the
out
corner.
Here now. He comes around. But like that one I actually feel bad about because apparently his real name is Tequila. He called us like 2 months ago and I didn't even know who he was. And he kept saying, my name is Tequila. Okay. And I started screaming at him, I don't do nicknames. What the hell are you talking about? Your name's not Tequila.
No one calls you Tequila.
Yeah. And he goes, no, man, that's my name. After like 5 minutes of me screaming at him, I finally figured it out that he was trying to tell me his middle name is Tequila.
How often are you yelling at callers?
Once a week or so. Once a week, but I think I like banning assholes. If you call in and look, I'm doing my job. I'm friendly. I always start out friendly to people. If you call in and say, put me on the air. Hey, come on, man. Put me on the air. Just put me on the air.
0% chance.
Well, yeah, there's zero, very slow, you know, very slim chance I'm going to put you on the air at all. But then you get mouthy and you're annoying.
Call screening has been highlighted, I feel like, this week a lot.
It has. The last, like, 2 weeks, it has. It's part of my job. I'm more than a call screener. It's part of my job here. I do like it. I do get it. It gives me a chance to talk to the people, touch the people, and have a little bit of input on the show by determining who I put through. But also, it looks bad on me. When crappy callers get through, I'm the one that's supposed to weed them out.
When they're not ready to go on air, or they're on Bluetooth, or one of the guys was taking another call. Had like basically switched over.
Yeah, it
his
happens.
Phone.
Yeah, some guy the other day, last week, or maybe it was Tuesday.
Yeah,
they went to him on the air, and there was dead silence. And then he called back in, or they put him back on hold. I'm like, dude, what happened to you? And he goes, oh, sorry, my boss called me. I had to jump on a conference call. And I go, why didn't you hang up the phone? Well, I didn't think you guys would come to me.
Well, then why?
It makes me just go insane.
Feel sorry for you. You know, Drab's having a tough week. So send Drab your love today. Hey, I was thinking about this. I'm very intrigued in this year.
Okay.
And I told you this morning what I'm intrigued by. What's everyone's New Year's resolution? I feel like
lose weight.
Of course, it's everyone. That's get healthy, lose weight, all of that stuff. I am very intrigued. Now Cork's going to be very upset at this.
All right.
I've come to the realization, why am I busting my butt trying to work out and trying to be healthy and trying to lose weight? Why am I killing myself doing a half marathon, right? Why
doing
am I
doing it the right way?
Yeah. Why am I doing that? There's a shortcut out there. Why you're given the answers to the test, okay? And all you got to do is look at the answers in the back of the book.
You're talking about Ozempic.
I'm talking about Ozempic.
Yeah,
I'm really intrigued by Ozempic in 2025.
Nothing like starting the new year out with being as lazy as possible. Valdez.
I know.
I thought your whole thing is you wanted to be swole. You wanted to be a manly man.
I'm off swole.
I know, but you told me you get off on like knowing that you can
dominate. Yeah,
a little peep squeak.
I know. I see your pea shooters lifting a 30-pound dumbbell. Yeah. It makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah, I thought that was your whole mantra.
I'm done with that. That's old, Matt.
All right, now you just want to be hot and sexy.
Yeah. Now I want to be in my thin era.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So
I think it's expensive, isn't it?
Okay, well, so are gym memberships. Eating healthy. I can eat all the meatballs I want and not gain a pound.
Do you think it pays for itself with the lack of food that you're eating?
Yes.
That's something to think about. I haven't done the math yet.
A gym membership costs money. Buying organic, whatchamacallit.
We're eating. You just eat less. You're not as hungry.
That too. You know, avocados are expensive. Mm. So why? I would save the money that you would spend on these groceries and on healthy foods. Healthy foods cost money, and you just put it towards the fat pill, the fat shot. I'm intrigued by it, and I don't think.
Well, isn't it obvious to everyone who's not on Ozempic?
Yes, of course. Now I wouldn't go around parading like I lost the weight myself. I'm very.
Oh, you will say I'm an Ozempic.
Yeah, I'm an Ozempic guy.
I think there needs to be more of that.
I know a guy at the mill. Mm-hmm. Okay. Guy was overweight. Lost a bunch of weight. And he claimed
right. Talking about me.
And he claims he lost the weight by walking during his conference calls. His work calls. There is 0% chance this dude lost 70 pounds, 80 pounds just walking around on the phone 5 days a week. 0%.
Unlikely. You have to really change your diet.
Now I wouldn't do that. They say, man, you look amazing. What happened? I'd say I took the shortcut. Okay.
You know what? You should do that. You should. What do they call it? When you destigmatize. You need to destigmatize Ozempic, Valdez. Be the one. Everyone is shamed about it. It's
because people feel like it, since it is a shortcut, they feel guilty that they're too late, that they're too lazy and they're too unmotivated to lose the weight themselves. I wouldn't care. I lost the weight. Who cares how you lost the weight? Right? Hey. I'm not fat anymore. I have no worry about how I did it, the process. Right? Would you care? You wouldn't care.
No, that's why I want to sign up for a hair transplant.
Exactly.
What do I care? It's back. I look good. Who cares how it was done?
I'm the same way.
Yeah. I agree with you. All right. You should do it.
How much does it cost? I have to look into the cost.
A few hundred a month.
That's not bad.
It's going down. I don't really know.
Now the only thing that I'm worried about is like how it will affect my organs when I grow older.
Well, yeah,
because there's no real
long-term study on it.
Yeah, I need the 2.0 version.
They said Sly was going to die. He was gonna, look at him. He's 80 years old, looking silly, better than ever. He's on TRT.
Would you support me in this?
Absolutely.
And you wouldn't make fun of me. You're not going to go behind my back.
I'll be honest. I'll probably be jealous.
You're not going to go behind my back. JP's the big fitness guy. And, you're not going to go run into Cork and being like, I can't believe he did this. Why would he do this?
No, but Cork and I will talk trash about you.
I know. I don't want that. I want you to defend me.
But outside of Mike, my personal trainer and friend, I would not trash you. I would have your back.
Okay. How would you have my back? All right.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. You're destigmatizing.
Why do you care how Valdez did it? Yeah. Have you seen?
You should try it.
Have you seen him without his shirt? He looks great.
Yeah. Hey, fatty, you should try it. You could lose a few pounds too. You want me to say that?
Why don't we do it together?
What do you want to split? Oh, it's a shot. You can't even split a pill. I was going to say we could split the pill.
No.
Is it a Wegovy pill or whatever?
Yeah, there's a new Wegovia. Isn't there another one with like what's the brand that does all the penis stuff?
Cialis?
No. It begins with an R. Roman. Doesn't Roman have something?
Roman has one?
Yeah, doesn't Roman have a some sort of weight loss pill or weight loss shot?
Him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm dead serious. Would you do it with me?
How much weight do I need to lose?
I don't know.
You tell me how much weight do I need to lose.
All right, I'll tell you how much weight you need to lose. You tell me how much weight I need to lose, okay?
Okay. Since you want me to join and get on this weight loss journey with you, tell me what's wrong. Yeah.
You could drop 20 pounds.
20 pounds?
Yeah.
All right.
How much weight?
You could drop 60.
I know. That's why I'm cutting the pill. That's why I'm cutting just a third off the pill for you.
Okay,
I get two thirds of the pill.
All right, we'll see if it works.
I'm into that. Let me know. I need a biddy who's on Ozempic or has been on Ozempic or has a family member on Ozempic, and talk me into it.
All right, I like it. Hey, by the way, do you want to be in the P1 group chat?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
All right. First round of invites are going out this week.
Okay.
We're going to start slow with a few people, see how it goes.
The beta version.
The beta version. And if it's going well, we'll expand someone. We are doing it.
The application.
It's not just something we're.
The applications do make me laugh.
Yeah. Keep them coming. And we'll choose maybe a couple people we know, a couple people we don't know.
Are we making any kind of money off of this? Or is this for funsies?
This is just for funsies.
Do I know who the people you've selected are?
I haven't selected anybody.
Are we doing this together?
Yeah, of course. You have input.
Okay.
No, absolutely.
I feel like we should nominate two people apiece and kind of go that way. And then we would have six people to start.
Excluding Richmond John and Blake Giffen. They automatically get in.
Yes, yeah. They might be some of the moderators, too.
Oh, mods. I like mods.
Right. What platform is this going to be on?
Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, Twitter.
Okay. This isn't like a text string.
No, BDM.
Okay, okay. What about some sort of WhatsApp? Can we do a WhatsApp?
I'm on WhatsApp. We could do a WhatsApp.
I'll download a WhatsApp.
But that might be my phone number attached to that.
Okay.
Well, if it's just a bunch of, if it grows big and there's 60 people in it, I may not want 60 listeners I don't know who have my phone number. Got enough guys texting me all the time.
it's like JPGP gives his number to everyone.
Too much.
And address.
All right. Good to be back. We didn't even start a timer. I have no idea when we started, how long we've been going for.
We're about an hour.
All right. Good enough for me.
All right. Hey, everyone have a great new year. Look for Drab on YouTube. Hey, Drab on YouTube in 2025.
Do you like the idea of Caller of the Year, or is it going to bomb out? I know your problem with it.
Here's the problem with it. I like the premise, but it's become the focal point.
I know.
I
think it's just a day one thing.
The guys are going to obsess about it.
I know, but next year on the holiday show, we're going to need content. Okay.
Okay.
And we're going to play the calls of the year, the nominees, and maybe we'll select a winner. Maybe they'll all
be voted on.
The six best calls of the year will all be in attendance or something like that. Maybe we'll have a prize.
Okay.
We're going to need content for the holiday non-drinking show.
A new phone.
Well, I like that. That could be good.
Yeah. Get 18. Hey, your phone bill gets paid for a year. Wouldn't that be great?
Somebody. Maybe you get a
sponsorship deal.
Maybe
out of it.
Google, get the Google Pixel phone or something.
Yeah. Get the new iPhone.
All right, I like it.
That's my main problem with it is the obsession that's going to happen with it. Scott, I think that like Scott's name is going to be brought up 10 billion times this week.
I think we should do it.
Okay.
Let's go for it. Let's see how it turns out. And then at the holiday show, well, biggest extravaganza, Valdez.
The biggest extravaganza. Okay. I'm into it.
All right. Cool. All right. We'll see you guys back tomorrow on Friday for a football Friday.
Yeah. And you know, everyone be nice to Drab.
Or bring it. I can handle the heat.
No, you can't. You started crying about people in your DMs.
No, that's off hours. Oh, off hours. Don't troll me off hours.
Okay.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Take care.